Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guest for today's show is Sarah Deanna. Overcoming childhood poverty and personal tragedy, Sarah Deanna graduated high school with honors, then put herself through college, graduating early with an international business marketing degree. After college, Sarah was discovered and went on to become a successful international high fashion model who has appeared in some of the biggest and most influential fashion magazines worldwide. One of the reasons Sarah Deanna is so successful in the modeling industry is because of her commitment to a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Sarah Deanna is fascinated with nutrition and health and is also committed to compassionate living and spreading the message to women and young girls that beauty radiates from within and that self-love, confidence, and a commitment to health are what make every woman just as gorgeous as any supermodel. Her first book, Supermodel You, was released in 2013 and was an instant bestseller. Today, Sarah Deanna continues to model and promote the book, doing book signings, speaking engagements, and other inspirational things. To connect with Sarah Deanna online, visit her website at www.sarahdeanna.com. That's www.sarahdeanna.com. Welcome, Sarah.
Hello, Margot. It's so good to talk to you.
Oh, it's so good to talk to you, too. I'm so happy to hear your voice. I love interacting with you on Facebook. I enjoy seeing your posts that you have on there. It's always fun to see what you're posting on there.
Oh, thank you.
I just wanted to say that meeting you at the I Can Do It Ignite in San Jose was an incredible experience. It was just so much fun to talk with you and to see you do your very, very first talk with that many people just blew me away. I've been in Toastmasters since December of 2004, and I still haven't done a talk with that many people in the audience. And so for you to do your very first one with that many people in the audience, I was just blown away that you did it, and you did it so well. What was
Thank
that like?
You. I was very, very terrified. But I was also very grateful and very honored to be in that company with, you know, all the other speakers, Hay House, all the Hay House followers and people who, you know, love what Hay House do. It just, the energy was amazing, and I was so grateful for that. But also I was extremely nervous and extremely scared. I didn't know what would happen since I had never spoken before, and I had to, you know, tell a personal story and in 20 minutes, and there's a clock counting down, and it was very scary, but it was so rewarding afterwards, and the crowd and the people was amazing, and meeting you was amazing, and it was really great. I'm very, very grateful for that experience.
It was an incredible experience for me, too, being there and meeting you and also meeting the other authors It was a really new experience for me. I've been to so many of the I Can Do It conferences, the regular I Can Do It conferences, starting in 2005 in Las Vegas, and then basically almost every year since then. And this one, it was so different, having the 20-minute speeches by all these new authors, one right after another.
Did you like it more that way?
You know, it's interesting because I liked some aspects about it a lot. I liked that I got to meet so many different new authors and hear different ideas. The one thing that was really kind of frustrating, though, for me, because I was also there to review the conference, and so I was taking notes, and they went exactly from one speaker to the next. So I would have liked to have them had at least 2 to 5 minutes in between the speakers so you could actually think about what they were saying for a couple of minutes, you know, and really absorb that. So I was speaking with Vicky Savini. I don't know if you know her. She's another Hay House author. She wrote a book called Ignite the Light. And she was at the 2013 I Can Do It Ignite in San Jose. I met her there. And one of the things that we were both saying is that while we love the fact that it's like TED Talks doing the 20-minute talks, it's also great to be in a workshop with the author so that you can actually get more out of it and instead of, you know, going from one to the next. So
I think they were I like what they're doing because I think they are understanding that a lot of people, especially in my generation, we have a very short attention span. And, you know, Hay House is wanting to reach a younger generation. And so I think what they were doing was really brilliant with in that regard. Because I know for myself, like, to sit somewhere for 2 hours would be probably impossible, no matter how good the information is or how intrigued I am by what's going on. So I think that was the whole purpose.
Yeah, well, that is a really good point. And like I said, I loved the 20-minute talks. I had no problem with them being 20 minutes long. But I would like to see there be, like, a break in between each for maybe 5 minutes or 10 minutes so that you can think about what you saw and heard and make some notes or talk to the people around you about it or even just get up and move around, like you said, you know, not be sitting.
Oh, I absolutely agree, yeah. I think it's important to always shift, like, you know, not do too, even like 45 minutes and then you're supposed to get up. That's like a Harvard study, like your productivity is lost and your retaining of the information is lost if you don't change and do something else. So, yay.
Well, but maybe we're on to something here. You know, maybe they can do this, but just do the 20-minute talk and then have a 10-minute break and then another 20-minute talk and a 10-minute break. I don't know, something like that. But back to your book, okay, Supermodel You. I have been reading your book, and I just love it. I bought the book because I was so impressed with you, what you said, how you said it, your story, how amazing your story was, and all that you overcame to get to where you are. But I also, you know, and because of meeting you, and then I love the cover of the book, I wanted to get the book, so I got the book, and I started reading it, and I wanted to prepare for today's radio show. But you know what? I love it. I just, you know, I got it because of all those other reasons, but as I'm reading it, I'm thinking, this is an incredibly inspiring book. And I am so glad I read it, and I'm so glad that it's out there for all of the young people, but also even people my age. I'm 60 at this point, and I'm just realizing that a lot of the things that you're talking about in there that do work for helping you be as healthy as you can be and look your best, those are things that I have done at various times during my life, and you're reminding me of them.
Yeah.
So
we all need reminders, and that's the thing is, like, there's five keys, and it's me, I constantly remind myself again of these keys of, am I in balance? Anytime, you know, something goes wrong or I'm feeling, you know, whether it's low self-esteem one day or whether it's I'm feeling fat one day or whether I'm eating too much one day or whether, like, all these things, I'm always like, okay, am I balanced in these keys, in these areas? And it is just this constant reminder. So it's, we may know the information, but it's just always reminding yourself to check back in, check back in, check back in, check back in, and make sure that you are, you know, taking care of yourself and you are getting, you know, enough of your beauty sleep and you are eating, you know, the right foods. And so it's good. I'm glad that it reminded you.
yeah, it really did. And if you could just briefly go over what the five keys are.
There's five keys to Supermodel You, which I say Supermodel You is basically, it's your higher self version. It's the person that you really are and the person that you really want to be. You know, you want to look like this person. You want to have this certain job. You want to be a certain way. I believe that you are this person. So how can you align yourself to become this person? Essentially, that's my Supermodel You. That's what Supermodel You means to me. And so there's five keys to that, which is really just five keys to being healthy, being happy, being balanced. And the first key is the most important one, which is self-awareness. So that's, you know, you have to have the self-awareness to know if you're even out of balance with the other keys. And models are really great with self-awareness because this is our job. We have to be completely self-aware constantly about our bodies, about our looks, about, you know, what we're doing, what we're eating, all these things, because it affects our body and affects our looks. Mm-hmm. And the second key is beauty sleep, because unlike people believe, you know, you need sleep. You need sleep to feel good, you need sleep to look good, and you need sleep to balance your hormones and things that regulate how much you're eating and how much you're stressing and all of these things. So the first key is self-awareness. Second key is beauty sleep. The third key is de-stressing, which is just, again, to monitor your stress levels. And all of these things, you go back to self-awareness. So you check back to self-awareness and am I stressed out? Am I sleeping enough? You know, all of these things. Mm-hmm. Key three is, key three is de-stressing.
Is de-stressing, yeah.
Yes. And then key four is intuitive eating, and that's, again, just knowing what you're eating, knowing what your body needs, knowing why you're eating. Like, oh, am I eating too much today because I didn't sleep very well last night? I only got 5 hours of sleep. Am I eating this food that I know I shouldn't be eating right now because I'm stressed out or because I'm sad or because, you know, all of these things? So, again, intuitive eating, being intuitive about what you eat. And then the last key is modercise, which is basically model exercise, modern exercise, which is really any time you're moving your body, and counting that as exercise, because you don't have to go to the gym and you don't have to work out per se, because you do work out every day. You are, every time you move your body, every time you do anything, clean the house, you're getting exercise. But if you don't count it as exercise, your body's not going to count it as exercise. You're not going to make the mind-body connection that you need to get your exercise, essentially. So those are the five keys.
I love them, and you're right. The self-awareness is the one that's absolutely the most important of all, and I love the quote that you put when you did a brief overview first of the five keys, and then you went into more depth about them. And key one, self-awareness, you started it out with a quote by Louise Hay. It says, awareness is the first step in healing or changing. And then I love how you put Louise Hay, one of the world's biggest super role models. And it's so cool, you know, because, I mean, if you think about it, really, that's what the book can help us all do, is maybe not be super high fashion models like you, you know, but we can all become super role models for the people that are in our circle of influence by being self-aware and by doing these things. So I think
we all are a role model for somebody, and I love the term super role model. And I did make up a bunch of funny words in the book.
Oh, I know, and I love that. I love the words that you came up with, and some of them I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing them right when I'm reading it to myself. But it's moder sizing. Is it, how do you say that?
Moder size.
Moder size, M-O-D-E-R-C-I-Z-I-N-G, for those that are listening that haven't read the book. But the idea and reminder that everything we do that's moving is part of exercise is so really, really cool.
On the call, I am pacing back and forth as we are on this call talking, and that's exercise. Every time you are, you know, cleaning your house, that's exercise. Every time you're walking to your car, that's exercise. Shopping in the store, all these things.
Well, you know, when I was reading that, it started reminding me that I used to be that way. I grew up being really thin. And during high school, I was really thin. It wasn't until college that I started putting on weight. And I think that when I look back on it, I was always moving. I loved to dance. I loved to go for walks. I even loved to run when I was really young. Not run as in, like, you know, for exercise, but I just liked running around. I could really relate to the fact that you grew up in a small place, because I grew up in a little tiny town in Northern California, and so we were on this isolated ranch, but we had ponies and horses, and I like to spend a lot of time outside, like you did. And
yeah.
So I was moving all the time. I was always moving. And my grandmother used to tell me, now that you mention it, not to fidget, to hold still. And
mm-hmm.
you're right, I was always moving. And I didn't even really ever connect the two until I was reading your book.
Well,
so
Grandma was
wrong,
because fidgeting is good for you.
You know, my
fidgeting
grandmother was wrong
calories.
About a lot of things, actually.
No.
She was right about a lot of things. But it's funny, in my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love,
which is a beautiful book.
Oh, thank you. And thank you so much for writing one of the endorsements for it. I really appreciate that, and I love what you had to say about it. It was so perfect, so absolutely perfect. I couldn't have written a more perfect one for you to write about it. It's one of my favorites of all the endorsements. But one of the things that I write about in the book is that you can look for role models, and then there's also warnings. So I call them role models and warnings. And warnings are people who are getting results you don't want in your life.
Oh, yes.
And yeah. And role models, in the way I'm putting it, is somebody who's doing something that you want to do and doing a successful job at doing it.
Right. See, I think I had, what did you call the other ones?
Warnings.
Warnings. I think I had that in my life growing up. I mean, I think, you know, not to judge, you know, my family or anyone, but, you know, I saw that what they were doing and the results that they were getting based on what they were doing wasn't what I wanted. The results that they were getting, you know, doing the things that they were doing was not how I wanted to live my life. And so, yeah, of course, I looked up to other people. And more than that, even having a role model is kind of knowing who you are. Like, you can be your biggest role model, your higher self version of yourself, which I say is your supermodel self. I mean, you ultimately know the right way, the right things to do, what you want, who you are, and you should look to that as, like, you're always trying to align with that person, because that person is great, that person is amazing, that person is who you are, essentially, or else you wouldn't want to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have that desire in you.
That's so true. And, you know, Louise Hayes always saying that it all starts with loving yourself. And she has the mirror exercises that she has you do, where she has you look in the mirror and say, "I love you. I really, really love you." And I always kind of laugh when I would do that, you know, and never really got that into doing it. And recently in Toastmasters, a new member gave a speech about, she called it, "As If Your Life Depended on It." And it was about loving yourself as if your life depended on it, and making a mantra of, "I love myself. I love myself." And instead of hearing all those negative tapes that start going off in your head, to just use that as your mantra, "I love myself." And it was funny, because the same night, one of the older members in our club, a really wonderful man named Ben, who's 93, by the way, he gave the tip of the day was from him, and it was, excuse me, to pause before before a word that you want to emphasize. So it was funny, because I went home thinking about what she said and what he said, and I started playing with it, going, "I love myself. I love myself. I love myself." And realizing that saying that felt better than "I love you," because it felt like I was talking to my inner being.
Right.
I would say, "I love myself." And instead of just looking in the mirror and seeing the outside of me and saying, "I love you," it could be to anybody. But the cool thing about the "I love myself" is that you can say it wherever you are. You don't have to be in front of a mirror to do it. And it reminds you that if you do love yourself, that you want to make choices that you would make if you really and truly and deeply loved yourself. And that's what it seems to me your book is about, basically.
Yeah,
is about,
and they say... Yeah, sorry, I cut you off. I was excited.
Was
I wanted to jump in.
I was ready for you to jump in. Sometimes I don't make it as clear as I
should.
They say
that, you know, like, not eating healthy and not, like, getting enough exercise or moving your body or, you know, managing your stress levels or getting enough sleep, it is a lack of love because, you know, if you love yourself, you're taking care of yourself. So that was, I remember I read that once and, like, you know, not eating healthy is a lack of love for yourself.
Well, and, you know, reading your book has really helped me remember those things I've heard from so many different sources and so many different role models over the years about how to take good care of yourself, and that self-care really is, it's not just about how you look on the outside, it's how you are on the inside. And so it's knowing who you are, as you say in your book, and like also in mine, I help people figure out what really matters most to them, what their core mm-hmm. values are. There's seven, I decided on seven core values. And as a life coach, I like to work with people on figuring out what those values are and then making sure that they center their life around those
mm-hmm.
values. And
absolutely.
And I think it's just wonderful, though, that you've written this book that is able to help anyone. I mean, not just young girls and not just
right.
other models, although that's awesome. But it could help anyone who's a mom or who's a grandmother even or whatever to
yeah.
remember some of these things that help you look and feel your very, very best.
Yeah, I wrote it for that girl because just I remember constantly being asked, you know, oh, my God, you're a model. So, you know, people, like, looking up to you so much and, oh, you don't eat and you must, like, you know, like, you're better than them or whatever. And it always made me feel bad, you know. I was like, no, like, you are beautiful also and you are amazing and, you know, I'm not any different than you are and, you know, so... that's who I wrote the book for, and that was, you know, young girls, and that was also older women and mature women and even some guys, which is great.
Yeah, because I agree, you know, men could also get a lot out of reading the book as well, and it's interesting in the personal development books, my brother points this out a lot, that because he loves that sort of thing, is that unfortunately, a lot of the books are just geared toward women only, and
yeah.
a lot of that is because of the fact that women tend to buy the most of the books of that sort and go to the most of the workshops and
yeah.
things like that.
Yeah.
But my book, The Art of Living a Life You Love, I definitely wanted it to be for everyone, anyone who wants to love themselves, love what they do, and love the world they live in, because, you know, it's for all of us. We all want it. Enjoy our life. We all want to enjoy the journey and our time here on this beautiful planet.
Yes,
so it's
I agree.
Not just a girl thing or a boy thing. It's a everyone thing.
It's a human
too.
Thing.
It's a human thing. And it's also, I love the when you talked about in the book about the movie Avatar, you know?
Yes.
And do you want to tell people a little bit about that, about why you talked about Avatar in the book?
Are you referring to people saying that I'm alien, looking like an alien and stuff?
Yeah, which I think it's both true and crazy. I mean, it's like
yeah,
you don't look like an alien to me at all. But when you mentioned that the movie Avatar helped people like people that look unusual,
yeah,
I realized that that's true, and yet, you know, depending on how they dress you up, like on the cover of your book, you look just beautiful to me, just beautiful.
Thank
and
you. It was a beautiful photographer, and Hay House,
yeah.
they wanted. They were like, do you have any photos we can use? First of all, actually, it's funny. I did not want to be on the book cover. I actually fought with Hay House about it because
mm-hmm.
the book is Supermodel You, so it's not
mm-hmm.
about me. And I really wanted, you know, an illustration or something, or just,
mm-hmm.
you know, Supermodel You. You know, I really wanted to emphasize you, the person who's going to read the book, the person who's going to pick it up. I didn't want it to be about me, but they were adamant and insistent that I'm on the cover. And I'm grateful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm very proud of it. All of the other magazine covers I've been on and everything, you know, I have a few out right now, which is great. But the book is what I'm proud of, that book cover, not a magazine cover, because the book is my work and my, you know, my heart and my soul and something that I really, really, really believe in. Not that I don't believe in, you know, the other stuff, mm-hmm. but this.
No, I totally get what you're saying. It,
yeah.
I can tell the book is written from your heart the same way my book was written. It's like it's written not because of wanting to get rich and famous or something like that. Well, you're already famous. But it's for wanting to share what we've learned through our life experience and through teachers that have come into our lives, whether they're actual teachers or whether they're people that we've met that are, like we were talking about, role models or warnings that we've
right.
learned from. And so, yeah, but the movie Avatar, though, also back to that, is about us getting used to, my husband was pointing out when I talked to him about that, that at the very first of the movie, you look at the avatars and you think, oh, they're really strange looking. But then as you get going through the movie, you
they're
start
beautiful.
Thinking of them as absolutely not just beautiful, amazingly beautiful,
yeah.
and graceful and spiritual and loving and compassionate. And it reminds me of that saying that we're all spiritual beings having a human experience.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, in a way,
absolutely.
We're all kind of avatars. We're spiritual beings that are in these bodies.
We are. And your avatar, again, would just be like your supermodel self, supermodel you, the same thing that I'm saying. It's like you have that, you know, your avatar self would be your higher version self, essentially. So.
I love that. I love that. You know, we're running out of time. We've only got a little over 3 minutes, so before
I know we could talk forever.
Oh, I know. I'm definitely having you back on the show sometime so we can go into more details about the book.
Yeah, I would love to.
But next week on August 6th, 2014,
mm-hmm.
my guest will be Ginger Burr, and we'll be talking about her image consulting business, her book,
oh, fun.
Which is titled That's So You! Exclamation mm-hmm. point. Create a look you love with beauty, style, and grace. And we'll talk also about some of the music she hears calling her. So that will be next week, and I'll post that show on Facebook and Twitter, and people can also sign up for my e-newsletter list on my website at margotjoydenator.com. Oh, Sarah, I just
it was
am
great
so glad
talking.
To have you on my show and so glad to talk to you after, what is it, I guess it's over 2 years since when I first met you.
Yeah, it was March.
It was
17th, it was St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, what? That's right. Yeah,
yeah,
that's right. It was on St. Patrick's Day weekend in 2012 down in San Jose.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I'm 5'2" at the most, and I usually wear flat shoes because I like to be comfortable. I love to walk. Speaking of moving, I love
exactly.
to be able to walk around really fast.
I talk about wearing flats in the book because it burns more calories, it's better for you, better for your body, and you encourages movement, which is more moderate-sized exercise. Uncomfortable clothes do the complete opposite. So it's being self-aware of the clothing that you're wearing and how much you're moving and how much you're not moving, depending on that. Everything goes back to self-awareness. It's amazing, but if you read the book and you let it settle in, it's awesome.
Oh, truly. And, you know, I'm envisioning right now how cool it would be for people to read both of our books because they work well together, you know.
Yeah, I bet.
My book's all about self-awareness, and yours is so much about self-awareness and all these other ways to be healthier and to look and feel your personal best.
We should package them together. Do a giveaway.
Yeah, there you go. We could do a partnership where they buy both books. I think that would really be cool. Oh,
If anyone wants it on the show and they call in, we can do a give. I'll do a giveaway for sure.
If they'd have to email me since we're running out of time. So if they email me at margotjoydenator.com, what is that? We can give them a book.
Yeah, we'll both give a book.
Okay. All right. That sounds like a great plan. Sarah, thank you so much for being on
my
show.
Thank you,
and thank you for being a super model and super role model all over the world.
Thank you so much.
Everyone out there, I want you to think about the music you hear calling you, and please, live your music and love your life. Bye for now, everyone. Bye, Sarah.
Bye.